In the parsha, it speaks about this week, about the different animals, what you're allowed to eat, the different fish, the different birds, and it gives different signs of what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. When it comes to the birds, it doesn't really give us any signs, but it gives us a list of the different birds that one can, one can't eat. And the pasuk in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yotes, tells us about the bird, the chasida. Chasida. And what is unique about this bird? Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, Daf Samach Gimel, She'osa chasidus im chavuseha b'mezonos. This bird does acts of chesed with its friends when it comes to food. It finds a certain area where there's all of a sudden some food over there. Instead of going and grabbing it all for herself, she calls her friends over and says, look, there's a lot of food over here. Come. We have food. Come get the food. And everyone comes. She shares. She does chesed with her friends. Now, what's interesting is that this isn't so unique to this bird. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem that mice also have this unique quality, this unique characteristic. And it says also that the mouse finds food and calls its, doesn't go and take it all on its own. It calls its friends, say, look, I found some food. And in fact, Tosos over there, on the Gemara, Daf Mem, calls these mice, Achbare Rishayim, the evil mice. What's so evil? I mean, they're helping out. So what's the difference that over here by the bird, it seems to be a positive trait that the bird calls over its friends and shares the food. But by the mice, they're called Rishayim, those evil mice. They do the exact same thing. So the answer that many give is that there's a fundamental difference in the chesed that both of them do. The mouse finds food that doesn't belong to him. He's traveling in some person's house and he finds a nice drawer where there's a lot of leftover mishloach manos. And he says, oh, I found the stash. And he brings over all his friends to go ahead and go eat there. He finds a nice machsan, a nice storehouse with a lot of wheat over there. And he brings his mice friends and they go ahead and they eat. However, the chasida bird, she finds the food where it doesn't belong to anyone, in the area of hefker, in the area of a field, it doesn't belong to anyone, and brings over her friends, and they go ahead and they feast together. And that's stam, an interesting point for us to think about when we're involved in acts of chesed, acts of kindness, we're trying to help other people, that we have to be careful that it's never at the expense of someone else. Meaning the mouse and this bird are doing the exact same thing. They're calling their friends, they're really nice, they're allowing other people to have food. But the mouse's chesed is at the expense of someone. It's not someone else's food. They don't want you eating it. Right? A person could go to the hospital to visit a sick person. And they could come, they could bring their guitar, and they could make a labedik and be all excited to help the person. Right? But the person that's the neighbor on the other side of the screen, where there's another person, that's the person, the patient that you're visiting, there's another patient sitting there in the room. And that patient is sick, and that person wants a little bit of quiet, and then you walk in there and you start dancing and singing and trying to make the one that you're coming to visit all happy, but it's at the expense of the other person. You're hurting the other person. In order to perform a chesed in its fullest, you have to be careful that the chesed is never at the expense of someone else. You can't just look at your action in a vacuum and say, oh, what it looks like over here is I'm helping, I'm sharing food with people. That looks amazing. But if you just like push the door open a little bit, you see, well, it belongs to someone else, the food. And you're hurting someone because of your chesed. The same thing is with other acts of chesed that we do. We can't just be zeroed in our own world. We have to look at what are the ramifications of the act that we are doing and making sure that it's never at the expense of someone else. So this bird does it right. The chasida bird invites its friends, shares in the food, doesn't belong to someone else, it's not at the expense of someone else. So we would have thought this bird is kosher, but it's not. The pasuk says this bird is a non-kosher bird. But why? Such a nice bird. does so well. Such a good thing. We should try to emulate this bird. So the Chidushei Arim gives a very beautiful answer. And he says that if you read the words very carefully, the answer is really right there. The Gemara says, V'lama nikra shma chasida. Why is it called a chasida? She'osa chasidus im chavruseha b'mezonos. Because it performs an act of chesed with its friends. But it doesn't perform chesed with those who aren't her friends. Sometimes we're very quick to invite our friend over for a meal, go out with our friend, go out and reach out to my friend. He's a good friend, I have to help him. How often do we say that? We care about our friends. We look at our inner circle. We care. But how much do we go beyond our friends? How often do we look to people that we're not so friendly with? We don't know them so well, or maybe we don't get along so well. They're not my type. Do we do chesed with those people as well? Or do we only look at our friends? Says the Chidushei Arim, this animal isn't kosher. Why? Because it does chesed, but only with her friends. Didn't look out past, beyond her friends. And that really goes in two different directions. We have to look beyond those people who we're not friendly with. People that we maybe don't like as much for some reason, or we have a hard time getting along with. And we have to perform chesed with them. We have to worry about them as well. We have to think about what their needs are as well. And it also goes in the flip. Sometimes people who we're really close with, our family members, our wife, a sibling. So that's not so exciting to do chesed with them. Right? It's nice to do chesed with other people. To do chesed with the people that are going to be with you no matter what, it's not as exciting. So we have to make sure that we're performing chesed with everyone, not just with our friends. If the person's super close, we have to do chesed with them. And if the person is not so close, but the person that's just right in the middle shouldn't be our only place we're performing our chesed. The Ibn Ezra gives a different answer. Why is it that this animal isn't kosher? It's performing chesed. And the Ibn Ezra says as follows. He hanires lemoadim yiduim bashana. This animal would pop up out of nowhere sometimes over the course of the year and bring over her friends. It wasn't consistent. It wasn't the chesed that you could depend on. She wasn't dedicated to doing chesed. It was on chesed day, or we go on a chesed activity, or we go ahead and we have some spare time, bein hazmanim, let's do some chesed. Chesed has to be consistent. Every day we have to be performing chesed. Different levels of chesed, different ways of expressing that chesed. Yeah, we always have to be doing chesed. We always have to be worried about another person. It can't come in waves. Today, yes, tomorrow, no. This month, yes, this month, no. The chasida performed chesed, but during some points of the year, they'd show up. We're worried the rest of the year we needed food. You know, I was busy. I was in Florida and just came home. Now I'm ready to help you out. No. This, you're allowed to take a break. You're allowed to rest. You're allowed to, you know, but you can't take a, you can't stop chesed. Chesed has to be consistent, constant. That means there's a real dedication. Now, what's the common denominator between these two answers? Whether you say the Chidushei Arim's answer that the chesed was only with the inner circle, with the friends, and not to the strangers, or to this answer that it wasn't consistent. So we have to understand what the word chesed is. In the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, when it speaks about incest, talks about illicit relations between family members, and it says, it's aser because ki chesed hu. It's a chesed. So we shouldn't say, what is a chesed? What do you mean? If it's a chesed, that's a good thing. Then we're talking about bad things here. We're talking about getting kares, punishment for these illicit relationships. What does it mean? It's a chesed. So Rabbeinu Bachai there, in Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Zayin, in Sefer Vayikra, quotes the Ramban. And he says, the word chesed does not mean kindness. It's a misinterpretation. The Rambam writes the same thing in Mor Nevuchim, and the Rabbeinu Yonah writes the same thing in Perkei of Perkei Avos. That's not what the word chesed means. Chesed, like the word achasid. What does a chasid mean? A chasid doesn't mean a person with a shrimal and payas. The word chasid means someone who goes beyond the norm. That's the word chasid. Chesed is when you go do something muflag, beyond. Even the Ibn Ezra here might be sounding like that also. He says, V'yesh omrim, shehi mufazeres chesed b'derech rechoka. He does chesed very far away. Chesed means muflag, beyond. So you could have that in two different directions. You could do beyond kindness. This is not expected of you. This is not the norm. And just go beyond. Go overextend yourself. That's called a chesed. Or you could do something absolutely beyond disgusting. That's incest with a relation, with a relative. So it says, ki chesed hu, what that means is, says Rabbeinu Chai, it's beyond. That's crazy. That's beyond what anyone would have expected. Beyond in a disgusting way. Chesed means beyond. Just being a little bit nice to someone is not a chesed. Chesed is when you muflag, when you go beyond what would have been the norm. This is not what's expected of you. Therefore, if a person pops in and out, he's here once in a while, he calls his parent once a month, say, happy Rosh Chodesh, or he comes to visit once in a blue moon, that's chesed, that's beyond. Yes, in that vacuum, you did a little nice act. You were nice on that phone call. On Thursday afternoons, you did an act of chesed. Very nice. That's not muflag, that's not beyond. And the same thing is going beyond your comfort zone. Of course you go out to eat with your friends. Of course when you're going somewhere for Shabbos, you invite your friend to come along with you. Because it's easy. It's comfortable. It makes me feel good. It's my natural tendency. And therefore I do it. But to go invite someone that I'm not so good friends with, I mean, that's a little bit beyond. Exactly, it's beyond. And that's why you should do it. That's what a chesed is. You go beyond what the norm is. You go beyond what's expected of you. You go beyond what is comfortable. In order to perform chesed in a consistent way, Ibn Ezra's pshat, and to people that aren't necessarily your friends, the Chidushi Harim's pshat, you have to go beyond. You have to go beyond what's easy for you. You have to go beyond your comfort zone. And then, you're a true Baal Chesed. And that's something that we have to think about. We're good people. We're nice to one another. We look out for each other. But is it consistent? Is it all the time? Is it just because it's fun and we hope they would do back to us? What's motivating us? What's pushing us? Is it the right intentions? Are we doing it in the right way? We can't just look at each act and say, oh, I did a chesed today. Yay, I'm a good guy. That's not enough. We have to push it. We have to go beyond. And this is a little bit merumas. It's hinted in the actual name of this bird. Because the name sounds good. A chasida. It sounds like she's a good thing. She's doing well. She's doing good things. Sometimes on the surface, you hear that someone's a Baal Chesed, or they do a lot of Chesed. They're very kind. But what's really behind the scenes? What, are they really kind? Are they kind at home? Are they kind with the people that they don't like so much? Are they kind when they're not into being kind right now? And here the Torah is teaching us that lesson. It calls a Chasida, and you would have expected, well, for sure, this bird is kosher. Not a Shaila that's going to be a kosher bird. But when you scratch the surface and you look a little beyond the action, that specific action, you see that, no, that's not a real chesida. You could call someone a Baal Chesed. You could call the bird a Baal Chesed, but it's not really a Baal Chesed. It's not a chesed that's kosher, because it's not inside and out. It's not the same. So you have to try to take that lesson with our actions, with our interactions with other people. We have to try to do chesed when it's not so comfortable. We have to do chesed when it's not easy and we're not in the mood. but because we need to do it in a consistent way. And then Be'ezus Hashem, we'll become true Bali Chesed in a muflug, beyond type of a way, lefnim Mishur HaSadin, beyond what's expected from us. And in a sense, that's like being like Hashem. Because all of Hashem's Chesed is beyond what's expected. He doesn't owe us anything. And he just keeps on going and going and going. So the greatest way to be like Hashem and emulate Hashem's ways in being a Baal Chesed is to go beyond. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Zocher to put ourselves in that mindset and to be accomplished, be great Baal Chesed. Shavua Tov.